just as the opening kickoff bounces into the end zone. A touchback, and New Prairie will start with the football at its own 20-yard line. And the sun, at least early here, Tyler, should be a factor. The sun will be shining into the eyes of New Prairie offensively as they'll move from right to left here in the opening quarter.
So much for those squib kicks we saw last week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kicked that one right in the end zone. That's a good start for the Cavemen.
It's big time right there. And so Chase Ketterer is the quarterback. 421 yards rushing, 351 throwing the ball. And he will line up in the shotgun formation, fake the handoff, keep it himself, runs up the middle across the 25 to the 26-yard line.
Some patient running there by New Prairie. He just kind of worked his way through the middle of the defense and found a little bit of a crease and got about 6 yards.
As Keith Ginder said in the pregame interview, Ketterer is nearly perfect throwing the ball this year. He is 13 out of 14. The one incompletion was a drop. He has a receiver out to the right and one to the left as well. Two tight ends off to the right, and the inside handoff out of the motion goes to Daniel Tyler, who skips his way up across the 35 to the 37-yard line, where it'll be a first down for New Prairie.
Patient running for Tyler there as well. He had his hand on the back of one of his linemen, just kind of riding that block, waiting for some space to clear up, and he found that and picked up first down.
First and 10, New Prairie on the move. They have picked up, 17 yards in two plays so far. Chris Mays is the running back now with the quarterback, and Mays takes the inside handoff. Big hole, and Mays up across the 45 to the 47, just shy of the 47. It looks like it's going to be second and a short yard.
Yeah, New Prairie really working the middle of the field right now, finding creases in Mishawaka's defense and really moving guys out of the way up front.
Second down and one for New Prairie. The football at its own 47-yard line. Ketterer out of the shotgun with a back to his left. Ketterer will take it and keep it, and he'll run left, pass the tackler, cuts up field, and he'll finally be tackled at the 39 of Mishawaka.
Got a flag near the line of scrimmage here, Sean. Looks like maybe a holding penalty.
And that is one thing that Keith Kinder talked about. This is a New Prairie team that has committed a lot of penalties, and it was back at the line of scrimmage in the interior, and it is going to be a holding call against the Cougars. So a big one there, because they had it into Mishawaka territory. They're going to be back around their own 37 instead.
Didn't see the penalty, but I'm guessing it happened when Ketterer kind of found some room on the outside, and Mishawaka's defense was running that way, and New Prairie had a tough time trying to get in front of those guys.
It will be second and 11 with 10:13 to play here in the first quarter. Double tight ends to the left, receiver right, receiver left. The ball in the middle of the field. Ketterer will hand it off, and cutting up field is Daniel Tyler. Tyler works his way all the way up to the 45-yard line, where it'll be third down.
Yeah, nice tackle there by Derek Dawson, holding on and making sure that New Prairie wasn't able to break loose for a bigger run there.
And the formations, as again Keith Kinder was talking about, 30-plus, I think, formations that these guys have. Yeah,
they got a bunch tight end group out there to the right now. There's very, very interesting looks out there.
Third and three from the 45 for New Prairie. Handoff and hit, and coming out of the backfield to the right is Mays. Mays into Mishawaka territory up to the 44-yard line, where it'll be first down.
Yeah, Mays followed that bunch tight end formation I was talking about to the right-hand side. They were able to kind of build an edge on the Mishawaka defense and get some pretty easy yardage there for a first down.
They spotted at the 44, where it's first and 10, New Prairie. 9 minutes and 15 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter. The Mishawaka defense yet to get things figured out against this high-potent New Prairie running attack. Mays takes the handoff straight up the gut, and Mays to the 35-yard line, where it'll be second and one.
New Prairie's offense just wearing down the middle of the field. It's kind of worn down and out there on the field, and you can tell why. That's where this offense has really found a lot of success.
This is a little bit of a replay of what we saw when these two teams played in the sectionals here on this field last year at Amesie Miller Field. It is second down and a long one for the Cougars.
Interesting shift there by the offensive line. They're moving between their tackles and tight ends, and they're going in motion. Now they're setting down.
Shotgun, Ketterer takes it in his left hand, keeps it, skips past the defender, and gets it inside the 30 to the 28-yard line before he's finally brought down by Nick Bodel.
Yeah, nifty run in there by Ketterer. He was able to kind of jump out of the way of some guys coming at his legs and find some more green grass and pick up another first down.
First and 10, New Prairie, at the 29-yard line as the march continues. Ketterer from the shotgun with Chris Mays, the halfback, standing to his right. Mays takes the handoff and comes left, running with the ball in his left hand and a blocker in front of him. Comes to the sideline, gets down the sideline, dives for the end zone, and it's going to be a touchdown. New Prairie from 29 yards away. Chris Mays crosses the goal line.
Yeah, nice block there by New Prairie offensive lineman Connor Serber. Really set the edge and was able to get his running back some room and took care of the rest and found the end zone.
A 29-yard touchdown run. The extra point coming for New Prairie. Nolan Szymanski is the kicker. The ball is on the tee, and the extra point is up and good. New Prairie has no problem marching downfield. Mishawaka hasn't touched the ball yet. They'll get it next, 7-0. The Cougars on top of the Cavemen with 7:59 to play in the opening quarter. This is Mishawaka football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. 7-0, and the Cougars to kick off to the Cavemen as despite the holding penalty that slowed him up a little bit. New Prairie marches down as Chris Mays scores from 29 yards away.
Yeah, they move the ball down the field, mostly down the middle of the field, and then spring outside for that long touchdown run by Mays.
Donovan Snyder and Bradley Taylor, the two deep men for the Cavemen. The ball on the tee, and a low sidewinding kick will be picked up by Snyder on the near side. Snyder across the 20, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at around the 25-yard line. And the Cavemen will start out offensively for the first time.
Yeah, not a lot of room to run there on the return, but he's able to pick up some decent yardage after picking up the bouncing kick and get Mishawaka in a decent spot to start the possession.
You hate to put too much importance on the opening offensive drive, but the way New Prairie scored and the way Mishawaka fared last year, they just couldn't keep up with New Prairie. And New Prairie won. The final score in that game was 42-21, but it was a blowout by halftime. Mishawaka got a couple late touchdowns to make it look a little bit closer. Shively, the quarterback, goes left, crosses the 30 to the 31-yard line.
Yeah, a simple keeper there to the left. He had the option to pitch it if he wanted to. Decided to keep it and get a five-yard gain to keep things going. Like you mentioned, certainly a game you don't necessarily want to be behind in two touchdowns because both offenses will be able to keep the ball away and try to be able to move it down the field and keep pushing that score.
Pickup of five makes it second and five for the Cavemen. Motion, Shively to throw. It's going to be caught in a lateral. Coming down the near side, it's Harness. Harness will cut inside, and Chris Harness up to the 41-yard line. The hook and ladder as Brody Robinette caught it and then pitched it back to the fullback, Chris Harness, and Mishawaka gets it to the New Prairie 40-yard line.
Well, I think that tells you what they thought about needing to score on this drive, bringing out a trick play there early with the hook and ladder, Robinette pitching it to Harness and be able to pick up some big yardage, putting it all the way down to New Prairie's 40-yard line.
The first down is brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. And for both of these teams, throwing the ball relies on the element of surprise, and Mishawaka definitely caught New Prairie off guard with that one. Now first and 10 for the 40. Here's Harness with his first carry. He barrels his way forward. Actually, I guess technically it is his second carry. He gets 3 yards in any case up to the 40 or a 37.
Yeah, wasn't a lot of room to work with there, but Harness always falls forward and was able to dive forward for about 3 yards there.
Chris Harness, who came into the game, 118 carries, 817 yards, averaging just under 7 yards per carry. Most of them are of the 3 to 4 yard variety, and then out of the blue, he'll crank out that 30-plus, 40-plus, 50-plus yard run. They fake the dive this time, and Taylor takes the pitch to the left side. Taylor cuts it up, gets the sideline, and Taylor is run out of bounds near the 21-yard line.
A nice block in the open field by Donovan Snyder out on the edge there. Was able to keep his defender off of Mishawaka's running back and able to pick up the first down there, so keeping the chains moving.
Four plays and the Cavemen are at the 22 of New Prairie. And another Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first down. Mishawaka will have the football on the far hash mark. Bradley Taylor and Donovan Snyder are the halfbacks as an offensive lineman runs a play on the field. Couldn't tell if that was Vandegrift or Duddleston, 66 or 68.
I think it was Vandegrift.
Okay. Here is the dive to Harness, and Harness is met by a host of gold jerseys and helmets after a gain of 2 to the 20.
Looks like the offensive line he replaced is getting something worked on over there on the side. He's down on a knee. Not sure what happened there, but it doesn't look like it's a serious injury or anything.
Harness picks up 2. Second down and 8, Mishawaka, trailing 7-0, 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter here on the road as the shadows cast across the field here in New Prairie. Keeper, Shively, cuts it right, now into some green, inside the 5, and he'll be down at the 2-yard line.
Tough running by Shively there, bounced off the first tackle attempt and dragged the guy, ended up tackling him for a few yards before bringing down. Saw the Mishawaka lineman on the sideline. Looks like he had a shoe issue. Ricky King's over there trying to figure out his shoe.
First and goal brought to you by Kevin Putz. Shively follows the center forward, and it looks like he's going to be just shy of the goal line.
Yeah, nice surge there right up the middle, but looks about a ball length short of the goal line, so probably see the same thing over again.
Ethan Sargent. Mishawaka center. It is second and inches. Second and goal from inches away. Shively under center. Follows the center once again. Crosses the goal line. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
And there's the answer Mishawaka's offense needed. Marched right down the field. Shively punches it in on a QB sneak, second QB sneak in a row. And Cavemen looked impressive on their first drive as well.
So the hook and lateral carries Mishawaka as they get New Prairie back on their heels a little bit on their second offensive play. And the Cavemen are able to punch it in. And now an extra point away from tying things up. Patton Snyder with C.J. Fisher holding. The kick is up and on the way and good. So Mishawaka answers the New Prairie score. It is Mishawaka 7, New Prairie 7. With 5:29 to play in the first quarter, this is Mishawaka Cavemen football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. So both teams score on their first offensive drive of the game, along with Tyler James of the South Bend Tribune. I'm Sean Sayers. 7-7, Mishawaka and New Prairie tied with 5:29 to play in the first quarter. And the sun is almost not a factor. It was bright in the eyes of New Prairie when they took the ball. Now, most of the field is covered in shadows with the sun setting to the west. Here comes the pooch kick near side as it is taken. Daniel Tyler had it. Bouncing picks it up. Comes to the near sideline. Tyler across the 35. Still going as he slips past an ankle tackle attempt and gets out of bounds at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, Mishawaka's Tyler accurately by the ankles there, making sure that the returner wasn't able to get away and make that a long return. But it's a decent job of fielding that because I think that was probably the last time lost to deal with the sun. That was kicked right into the sun, but he was able to track it and get some good field position for the Cougars.
Beautiful night for high school football here in New Prairie with a score tied at 7 and 5:22 to play in the first quarter. It's Chase Ketterer, the quarterback built like a fullback. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, starts inside, darts outside to the left. He crosses the 45. Grant Jablonski is there along with Derek Dawson to make the stop for Mishawaka.
Ketterer has interesting use of the ball when he's running with it. He kind of headed out in front of him and then moved it to the side, and he's always kind of evaluating where the defense is at and bouncing back and forth and was able to work his way down for about 6 yards.
Pickup of 6 makes it 2nd and 4 New Prairie. The football at their own 46-yard line. Ketterer from the shotgun with Mays back there. The handoff goes to Mays. Mays to the inside. He crosses the 50 before being tackled by Tommy Frayling. It'll be a first down, New Prairie.
Yeah, that's an important tackle by Frayling because it looked like he might be able to break that one for a long run if Frayling wasn't able to hold on.
New Prairie's gouging some big holes right now.
Absolutely.
In between the tackles. Again, it'll be Ketterer and Mays as the handoff goes to Mays. This time he goes right, gets past the initial tackle attempt, and works his way all the way up to around the 43-yard line. He probably picked up at least five after contact.
Yeah, he picked up five after having to dodge his offensive lineman, Connor Server, who fell down on the ground, but he was still able to get around him and pick up some yardage.
Second down. And four.
It'll be second and four, New Prairie. The football at the Mishawaka 43. Ketter will keep it himself after faking the handoff. Starts left, now cuts to the middle. Big running lane, and he's finally going to be tackled back at the second level, probably the third level, actually, by Donovan Snyder, the safety.
Yeah, he had plenty of room to operate there. Easy decision and read, and ran right into the Mishawaka secondary for big first down.
Under four to play in the first quarter, a 7-7 ball game. New Prairie is on the march once again. Ketter with Mays in the backfield. Mays takes a handoff and goes right, bangs up a tackler, and is finally taken down at around the 20.
Yeah, he did a really nice job of taking the contact and sliding to his left and keep moving for a couple more yards to pick up six.
Fisher, one of the men in there to make the stop for Mishawaka, but Ketterer and Mays both getting into the Mishawaka secondary with relative ease tonight. It was Mays who had the 29-yard touchdown run earlier, and on second and three from the Mishawaka 20, the Cavemen take a timeout to talk about things defensively. 3:18 to play in the first quarter. We're tied at seven. This is Cavemen Football on WSBT. Second and three for New Prairie at the Mishawaka 7-yard line, a 7-7 ball game with 3:18 to play in the first quarter. Mishawaka used its first time out of the half.
Yeah, the Cavemen coaches probably didn't like what they've seen out of the Mishawaka defense so far to try to regroup and figure things out.
Ketterer from the shotgun. He moves Mays to his left, takes it and keeps it himself, goes to the left, patiently picking his way forward across the 15 for another first down.
Yeah, he just kind of followed right behind Mays there and was able to pick up another New Prairie first down.
Gain of 7 yards.
It'll be spotted at the 13-yard line.
First and 10.
Again, it will be Ketterer and Mays. Ketterer, who has 8 rushing touchdowns. He's in a handoff, goes Mays, and Mays
falls down.
Fumbles it. Who's got it? Mays looked like he was about to bounce off somebody again. Nick Bodle is excited as he runs to the sideline. He thinks the Cavemen have it. Now they do. The fumble with 2:46 to play in the first quarter.
C.J. Fisher came out of the pile of the football there for Mishawaka.
C.J. Fisher, the Cavemen rover, recovers the fumble, and that's just the second fumble caused by Mishawaka this season. So we'll write that down, 2:46 in the first.
That's a big turnover. We've talked about how Mays has been able to bounce off tackles and keep running, but I think when he tried to bounce off one there, he lost the football, and Mishawaka was able to bounce on it.
And the fumble is at the Mishawaka 10-yard line, so that's where the Cavemen take over offensively. They will line up in their familiar wing T option look as Harness tries the veer to the right. Not much there for him, though. It'll be second and long.
Yeah, he was met by about 3 Cougars when he got to the line of scrimmage and wasn't able to pick up much yards, but he's still able to pick up 1 or 2 yards there.
Under 2.5 to play in the first quarter. They do give him a yard, so it'll be second down and 9. Football at the 12 as Shively comes up under center. He will keep it himself and go left. Shively into some open field, trying to throw off a defender, and he does. Shively still on his feet, works his way all the way up to the 36-yard line.
That was one heck of a stiff arm by Shively there. It looked like Daniel Tyler of New Prairie was trying to drag him down by his arm, but Shively wouldn't let it happen and kept going, and New Prairie had to track him down from behind.
Looked like he was going to be dragged down a couple times, and like you said, he just kept on going. It's brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage is that first down. So a big run for Shively and the Cavemen. First and 10 for Mishawaka at their own 36. Now here's the toss play to the near side. A lot of wide open field. Donovan Snyder comes to the sideline of the 50. Cuts inside around a defender. And he's finally going to be brought down by another defender inside the 35 at the 34.
Snyder had nothing but green grass ahead of him when he got that football. There was a defender within 10 yards of him. So he had all the room he needed to be able to get a big gain there. Wasn't able to evade the New Prairie defensive back well enough to keep going. But he slowed him down and picked up 30 yards on that carry.
Alex Schultz was the man who finally ran him down from behind. The first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First and 10 Mishawaka at the New Prairie 34. A minute 20 to play in the first quarter. A tie game, 7-7. Shively will give it to Harness, the outside beer, as Harness pulls his way to the middle of the field. He'll get about 3 yards out of it.
Tackle by number 91, Dylan Rose.
Dylan Rose was right on Harness as soon as he got to the line of scrimmage there, but like we always say, Harness always falling forward, still picks up three yards there.
The tosses and the quarterback runs have been there so far for Mishawaka tonight. Second down and 7 for the Cavemen, under a minute to play. Toss play comes to the near side again. Here is Snyder. Snyder to the sideline. Stays on his feet, past the defender. He'll dive for the pylon. It is going to be down at the 1 yard line. Donovan Snyder got the near sideline. He shucked off one defender and then had another man chasing him. And as he dove, the officials confirmed they're going to say he's down at the one.
Yeah, the ball came loose there, so I wasn't sure what they were maybe trying to decide if there was a fumble there. But looks like Cavemen are going to have it at the 1 yard line and look to punch it in right here, right away.
Where they had it last time. 35 seconds to go in the first, and again, another Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first down. Shively follows the center. Touchdown, Mishawaka. With 31.5 seconds to play in the first.
The Cavemen offense really looking good so far. Snyder with a nice run, two nice runs on that drive, and the first time he wasn't able to make the New Prairie defender miss, but this time he was able to stiff arm Michael Klemzak and get down the field for a to the 1 yard line to set up the Sam Shively touchdown.
Sam Shively with his 9th and 10th touchdown runs of the season, both on quarterback sneaks. It's 13-7 with an extra point coming. Patton Snyder, brother of Donovan Snyder, who got the ball down to the one, kicks it through, and it is a 14-7 Mishawaka lead with 31.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Let's take a timeout. This is Cavemen Football on WSBT. Donovan Snyder came into tonight with 115 yards rushing. He already has a pair of 30-yard runs tonight as Mishawaka leads 14-7 with 31.5 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, Mishawaka appeared to be able to trick New Prairie on both of those long Snyder runs. He had a lot of room to run when he got the ball, so I think some misdirection was keeping New Prairie distracted.
Deep man is Daniel Tyler as Donovan Snyder cues it up and boots it into the end zone. Patton Snyder's second touchback of the night. Patton Snyder, the Mishawaka kicker who also plays soccer, scored 3 goals for the Cavemen soccer team in their victory last night.
I think it might have been Ryan Watt who kicked it. It looked like Snyder faked like he was going to kick it, and Watt just took two steps and boomed it.
I wasn't paying close enough attention.
I think he's the one who kicked the opening kickoff in the end zone as well.
Well, and that's usually who does when we see the longer kicks on the kickoffs anyway, it's usually Ryan Watt. But we haven't seen him. He didn't play at all last week. So Ketter on the shotgun, a double tight end to the left. Taylor takes the handoff as he was coming around to the left. Grant Jablonski makes the stop at the 25-yard line.
Jablonski was there. Nick Bolda was able to come in there to wrap him up as well to keep them under 5 yards. I know it doesn't sound like a great play, but anytime you keep them under 5 yards isn't a bad result.
7 seconds to play in the first quarter, and it looks like New Prairie is just going to let the first quarter come to a close, and they do. 14-7. Sam Shively with a pair of 1 yard touchdown runs following the center fumble by New Prairie. Big here in the first half. And the Cavemen lead the Cougars 14-7 at the end of one. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Mishawaka leads New Prairie 14-7, a battle of Class 4A ranked teams here on the road in New Prairie at Amesie Miller Field.
Can't say enough about the way the Cavemen responded after New Prairie marched down the field to start the game. They could have certainly been like, oh, here we go again, but to come back with two scores in a row after forcing that fumble on New Prairie's second drive, that's big for Mishawaka.
It's second and six, and on motion, they fake the handoff. Ketterer, the quarterback, keeps it himself, and Ketterer runs all the way up to the 39-yard line before C.J. Fisher drops him there.
Yeah, a little fake in the middle, and then found some running room to his right, and just a nice play there for New Prairie.
They'll spot it at the 40, where it'll be first and 10, New Prairie. And again, going back to what we were talking about earlier, big for Mishawaka to capitalize on that fumble and turn it into points, especially when you look at how New Prairie is moving the ball once again. Here's a handoff, and one of the best defensive plays Mishawaka has made so far, a gang tackle at the line of scrimmage, as Mays couldn't get it out of the backfield that time. Actually, they'll give him 13, half a yard or so out of it, so he barely gets it out of the backfield.
Yeah, Nick Davis didn't make the tackle there, but he filled the hole and was able to clog that up, so New Prairie couldn't find much room.
It'll be second and nine, New Prairie, 14-7. Mishawaka leads as we head to 11 minutes to play in the first half. Ketterer, the quarterback from the shotgun, keeps it himself, comes to the right, trying to be patient and follow a tackler. Couldn't get much. He got a couple yards out of it as Nick Davis and Derek Dawson converged to make the stop for the Cavemen.
Yeah, pretty good back-to-back plays there for Mishawaka's defense, keeping everything in front of them and plugging the holes and not allowing New Prairie to move the ball as well as they have earlier in this game.
It's going to be third and six for New Prairie. The football at its own 44-yard line. Ketterer, the quarterback, from the shotgun, looks left and passes out there. It's going to be caught, breaking a tackle, and getting to the sideline is the tight end. It's going to be a first down for New Prairie.
Yeah, Jacob Tuttle caught that pass and was able to make one Mishawaka defender miss and pick up a lot of yards. Ketterer doesn't throw a lot, but he's been very accurate when he's been asked to, and delivered there for New Prairie on a big third and six.
New Prairie's first pass play of the ball game as Ketterer, the quarterback, is 14 out of 15 throwing the football now this season. Moves the ball all the way up to the Mishawaka 28. Ketterer keeps it himself, trying to go right. He's going to be popped, though, at about 32 as Nick Davis crashes into him to make the stop.
Nick Davis and Derek Dawson.
Derek Dawson, yep,
both in there in the middle of the Mishawaka defense. They're going to be challenged a lot tonight, and they were game on that play.
Pickup of two makes it second and eight.
Here's the bunch tight ends right look from New Prairie.
Yeah, three of them off to that side. The handoff goes to Mays as he runs in that direction. Mays bowling his way forward, fighting for extra yards as he crosses the 20. He's going to be close to first down yardage. He ended up being swarmed by white Mishawaka jerseys, but not before picking up another New Prairie first down.
Yeah, just like they did last time, that formation ran behind those three tight ends and able to pick up some good yardage by controlling the edge.
First and 10 Cougars at the Mishawaka 17-yard line. And there's that bunch again to the right. Ketterer takes the snap, fakes it right, goes left. Ketterer cutting across the 10, looking for the sideline, but he is undercut on the far sideline and tackled down around the 5.
Yeah, nice open field tackle there by Donovan Snyder, but unfortunately for Mishawaka, New Prairie decided to run left instead of right out of that formation this time and was able to trick them a little bit and have some pretty easy running yards for Ketterer there.
Yeah, they used a little misdirection there, that bunch, which is what they show again, that bunch to the right. They faked it to Mays after he had run there, and then Ketterer kept it himself and went to the left. It's first and goal at the 6. Here is Mays as he crosses the 5. It is tackled at around the 3. C.J. Fisher and Tommy Freeling are both there for the Cavemen.
Looked like the ball almost came loose there for Mays. He's got to be careful because that really hurt them last drive, and certainly when they're this close to the end zone, they don't want to have a turnover.
Second and goal at the 2, and Ketter's going to come up under center with a bunch formation in the backfield. He'll give it to Mays, who walks into the end zone through the left side. Second touchdown of the night for Chris Mays, and New Prairie is an extra point kick away from tying the game.
Yeah, New Prairie had 3 backs in the backfield behind Ketterer and were able to really wedge themselves into the middle of the line and allow Mays to walk right in for a touchdown.
Number 4, Nolan Samansky.
That old swinging gait. Everybody to the right as New Prairie brings them back to the line of scrimmage as we await the snap and the extra point try. Placement down and the kick is up, and it is good. 14-14 now, as the same man has scored twice for each team. Chris Mays for New Prairie and Sam Shively for Mishawaka. There's 8:06 to play in the first half. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Mishawaka and New Prairie, 2 ranked teams in Class 4A in Indiana, tied 14 apiece with Tyler James of the South Bend Tribune. I'm Sean Stiers. Matt Embry in our studio. We'll have scores coming up for you at halftime. Kickoff goes Bradley Taylor, far side of the field. Taylor across the 20, 25, bumps into a tackler and gets up to around the 23, where Mishawaka will start its next possession.
Yeah, we'll see what Mishawaka comes out with this series. They haven't been afraid to run a little bit of trick plays here and see if they feel the need to try and break one out here. Whatever was working for those Snyder tosses was probably something they're going to try and go to again, because those worked pretty successfully on the last drive.
That's very true. It is first and 10. I think I said, did I say 23 earlier? Across the 25 is at the 28-yard line. They dive to Harness up to the 30 after a pickup of 2.
Tackled by number 91, Dylan Rose.
Dylan Rose met Harness in the backfield there, but Harness still able to fall forward for a couple yards for Mishawaka.
Harness just 5'7", 165 pounds. I mean, we mentioned that Chase Ketterer is up around 200 pounds and 6'1". He's built more like a fullback than Harness, but Harness has been that battering ram. As the toss comes to the near side, it is Taylor. Taylor down the sideline, cutting back inside. They're going to say he's out of bounds in New Prairie territory at around the 46.
Yeah, Taylor was looking to make a cutback with the defenders coming at him, and when he did that, he stepped out of bounds. So unfortunate there, but another big gain on an outside toss for Mishawaka. So they've really found something they liked against this New Prairie defense.
Well, and it is a New Prairie team that lost a lot of starters from last year's team. They lost 7 on the defensive side of the ball, 4 offensive linemen. We haven't seen any effect on the offensive side, but you can definitely see the difference, especially on the perimeter here tonight. And that first down brought to you by Kevin Putz. Donovan Snyder, toss right. Snyder thought about cutting inside. He goes outside as he waited for a blocker. It's what seemed like an eternity as he finally was pushed out of bounds on the far sideline inside the 40 of New Prairie.
Yeah, he was following behind Brad Taylor out on the edge, and Taylor was fighting his way to make sure that his man wasn't able to make the tackle, and was able to create enough room for them to pick up 8 yards.
Second and 2, Mishawaka. A 14-14 ball game, 7:13 to play in the first half. Shively comes up under center. Motion out of the wing, and the dive goes to Harness as he plunges forward to the 35, and a Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first down.
I don't know if Harness moved the pile forward or he just like kind of floated on top of that pile, but the entire pile in the middle of the field moved about 3 yards there for Mishawaka to pick the first down.
First and 10, Cavemen, just under 7 to play in the first half, as Sam Shively looks to the sideline for the play call. And now the Cavemen kind of go into slowdown mode a little bit. First and 10 from the 35. They'll use some play clock. Toss out to the right, and this time nothing doing for Donovan Snyder. He'll be stopped for a loss of two.
Yeah, I think New Prairie knows the pitch is coming now. So they, whatever they weren't able to do earlier, they found an answer to. Michael Klimczak able to come up and make a tackle on Snyder for a loss there.
Loss of two for
Snyder, and that was to the short side of the field as well. It'll be second and 12, Cavemen. That's their first negative play of the night. Shively waits, motion. Here comes Harness. Harness across the 30 was one man away from breaking one. He'll be tackled at the 29.
Yeah, Harness made such a quick cut once he got into the hole. It looked like there wasn't a lot of room there, but he made that quick cut and was able to get into the second level of New Prairie's defense and get up a sizable gain for the Mishawaka's offense.
The fullback Harness picks up 8 to make it third and manageable, third and 4. So if you get positive yards here, you definitely thinking it's probably four down territory.
New Prairie crowd getting out their cowbells.
Shively lets the play clock wind under 10. It's now at 6 seconds as he lets Moore wind off the clock. Shively under center with 2 on the play clock. He fakes the dive, keeps it himself, goes right, cuts into the middle, and he'll be tackled. Well, still on his feet as he gets inside the 20. He does not want to go down tonight, Sam Shively.
Yeah, tough running, and it looked like he was able to find some running room because New Prairie's been very cognizant of that pitch to the outside, and so he decided to keep it, and New Prairie had a man that had to defend the pitch man, and so there was some clear running room for Shively and pick up the first down and more.
And the first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 4:45 to play in the first half as Shively lets that play clock wind once again. On first down, they give us to Harness. Outside fair. Harness to the end zone. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Yeah, great blocking there by Mishawaka. Harness only had one guy touch him, and it didn't really affect him. He was able to bust through the line there and kind of coast into the end zone. I was going to say before that play, Mishawaka probably want to eat as much clock before the half here on this drive, but they weren't able to be stopped enough to do that, so there's still 4:36 left in the half here. But Mishawaka will certainly take the points.
We've been caught in those situations before because that's obviously what they wanted to do, to play keep away from New Prairie because Mishawaka's going to start with the ball in the second half. But like you said, you can use clock or get the touchdown. I guess they'll have to settle for the 6 as Patton Snyder boots the extra point through. And Mishawaka takes a 21-14 lead. There's 4:36 to play in the first half. Mishawaka on top by a touchdown. This is Cavemen Football on WSBT. Seconds to play in the first half. Mishawaka goes on top of New Prairie, 21-14. Sam Shively with a pair of touchdown runs tonight, and Chris Harness adds his 10th touchdown run of the season. It comes from 19 yards away. As the only thing that stopped either offense tonight has been the fumble by New Prairie.
Yeah, both offenses have been pretty efficient. I imagine we're going to have some very tired defensive players by the end of this game.
There's Ryan Watt as he boots it deep as it bounces inside the 5, and it dies at the 1-yard line. It'll be picked up by Taylor. Taylor coming forward. Taylor gets past some tacklers and crosses the 25 to up around the 28-yard line.
Yeah, that ball took a nifty bounce instead of bouncing in the end zone, kind of died there about the 2 or 3 yard line, but Mishawaka still had to cover that kick return, and New Prairie was able to get a decent return off of that, maybe cause a little confusion. I think most people expected that to head into the end zone.
Daniel Tyler, the senior halfback, as New Prairie starts at its own 27-yard line. Ketter and Mays in the backfield with that bunch formation. The tight ends to the right. Mays will take it. Wants to go left. Still on his feet. Working toward the sideline. Still running down the sideline. He should have been tackled about five times, but he manages to pick up a first down.
Yeah, this time New Prairie used those group of tight ends to all kind of wham over to the left side of the line at the snap, and that created some room, although Mishawaka seemed like knew it was coming, but they weren't able to kind of wrap up Mays and stop him. Fortunately for them, he ran out of room around the sideline, otherwise he might still be running.
Yeah, and they actually do say he was stopped short of the first down. He run out of bounds at the 34, where it's second and three. Ketter will take it and come to the near side. Ketter keeping the legs driving forward as he crosses the 35 to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, not a lot of room there for Ketter. It looks like he was running into his offensive lineman for quite a while, kind of waiting for them to give him a little bit of a crease, and he was able to find that eventually to get the first down.
Devin Jimenez, who had four tackles and an interception against Adams last week, makes the stop. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Mishawaka on top, 21-14. New Prairie, first and 10 at its own 37. A receiver out wide on each side. Ketter, the quarterback from the shotgun, keeps it himself, and he's going to be hit in the backfield.
I think that was Derek Dawson who flew in there like a rocket.
Tackled by number 32, Derek.
It was Derek Dawson, the team leader in tackles. He led the team last year and had trailed C.J. Fisher going into last week's game. He had 7.5 tackles last week and now leads the Cavemen with 28.5 this season. That was no gain. It'll be second and 10.
I think Dawson hit Ketterer so hard there that he rung his own bell. He had to take a little breather there after the play.
That's right. Ketter, high snap, will hand it off to Mays. Mays goes left past the initial contact as he crosses the 40 to up around the 42.
Good open field tackle there by Donovan Snyder, not allowing New Prairie to pick up some big yards on the edge when they were had him a little bit isolated.
Under three to play in the first half. It's going to be third and six, New Prairie, at its own 42. Ketterer will hand it off as Mays comes to the near side, past the defender, and he's finally wrapped up as Derek Dawson gets him again. It's going to be first and 10, though, New Prairie at its own 48.
Yeah, nice job by the right side of New Prairie's offensive line to create a crease there for Mays to find that room he needed to pick up another first down.
This is a big drive for New Prairie at its own 48 with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, trailing by seven. Mishawaka will get the football to start the second half, and now what looked like was going to be a tackle for loss. Good fake by Ketter, and Ketter manages to get a couple of yards as Derek Dawson just blew up the running back in the backfield.
I think that was Tommy Frehling this time.
I think you're right.
Hard hit in the backfield. But, yeah, fortunately for New Prairie, they didn't hand the ball off there. Ketterer kept it himself. Otherwise, that would have been gone for a pretty significant loss.
It will be second and seven, New Prairie, now at the Mishawaka 49 with just under two to play in the first half. Ketter takes the snap, rolls, and throws to the right. It's going to be caught by Tyler. Tyler is tackled, but he's right around first down yardage as Nick Bodle is there to make the tackle.
Yeah, Tyler didn't catch that cleanly at first. I think he used his legs for a little bit of a help. But like we said, Ketterer has only thrown one incompletion so far this year, so he didn't want to be the next guy that was the reason for an incompletion, so he was able to haul that in and just pick up the first down.
And he is 2 for 2 now tonight. Completions of 28 yards and that one for six, and now New Prairie takes a timeout. There's a minute 35 to play in the first half. New Prairie has it first and 10 at the Mishawaka 43 with the Cavemen leading 21-14. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football presented by Midland Engineering Company on WSBT. 21-14. Mishawaka leads New Prairie with a minute 35 to play in the first half. The Cougars of New Prairie have the ball first and 10 at the Mishawaka 43. Each team has used a timeout as New Prairie just used one. And again, Mishawaka will start the second half with a football. The Cavemen 3 for 3. There are only three possessions of the first half. They have scored touchdowns. New Prairie is on its fourth possession right now. They're The only thing that stopped them was a fumble inside the 10. Shotgun snap to Ketter. Little fake. He rolls out to the right. Looking eyes downfield. He will bounce it at the 30-yard line for just his second incompletion of the season.
Yeah, Ketter had to escape the pocket because of Mishawaka's pass rush, and he had an open man down the field in Tyler, but he wasn't able to deliver it to him when he was trying to throw on the run there, and a missed opportunity for New Prairie's offense, as they won't have a lot of opportunities here before the half ends.
The success in passing for both these teams is predicated on success, and I kind of thought maybe New Prairie would wait before trying to throw it, and as Ketter keeps the fake into the gut of Tyler, now he's coming to the near sideline, inside the 10 to the 5, where he's finally driven out of bounds. Chase Ketter all the way inside the 5, about a 40-yard run.
Ketter looks like he's in pain, laying down on the ground. One of his teammates helping him up now, but we'll see if he's all right. Ketter really held that handoff for Tyler for a very long time before deciding to keep it, cut back to the right side of the field, and was able to pick up a big gain and put New Prairie inside the 5-yard line.
Ketter is laying down on his back, and in New Prairie's only loss of the season to Andrean a couple weeks ago, 44-28, Ketter had to leave the game. And so Ketter, after a big run, I mean, and you described it perfectly, the way he kept that ball in Tyler's gut there. They used Mishawaka's aggressiveness against him. They got the whole defense going to New Prairie's left, and then he cut it back across the grain and got to the near sideline. Now he's up on his own and walking toward the sideline.
Yeah, hopefully he's all right. Certainly a very tough player. To see what the issue was there. He was squirming on the ground for a little bit and was able to get up on his own.
40 yards to the 3-yard line, good enough for a Cougar first down. First and goal, Cougars from the 3.
And it's like Cade Boniface is in that quarterback?
Yeah, we don't even, the depth chart
right.
We got.
Number 16, Ian Skornog?
Ian Skornog. And it's an I formation behind him. Mays fumble. Takes it. There's a fumble, and it's recovered by Mishawaka for the second time tonight. C.J. Fisher recovers a New Prairie fumble just as the Cougars were driving, and Mishawaka is going to be flagged for too much celebrating. God forbid you'd have fun playing a high school football game, but a big fumble there is going to work against New Prairie.
Yeah, that's what you have to be worried about when a backup quarterback comes in the game, to make sure that you get the handoff cleanly. It looked like Mays wasn't able to get that cleanly, and because of the issue there, the ball came loose, and Mishawaka was able to pounce on it.
So it's going to be half the distance to the goal.
At the end of the play, personal foul penalty against Mishawaka.
And so an excessive celebration penalty is thrown against the Capemen. A minute 15 to play here in the first half.
Shouldn't be too big of a penalty. I imagine this is just, they're just going to hope to run out the clock here. They'd be, have to score pretty fast. Only a minute 15 left here and 90-some yards to go. So certainly puts them back in worse position than they would have been, but not a huge yardage difference with the penalty.
And so the officials felt like Mishawaka was celebrating too much after recovering that fumble. It's first and 10 from the 3, with a minute 15 to play in the first half. Cavemen leading 21-14. Here is the give to Harness as the fullback plunges forward. Gain of about 4. Now Mishawaka has 2 timeouts.
Taking a little time here, had to substitute a wide receiver in here.
Second down and 6 coming up as...
No rush now.
Yeah, Mishawaka is just content to let the clock wind, leading 21-14. And again, they'll get the ball to start the second half. There's 6 seconds on the play clock as Shively gives it to Harness. Harness pulling his way forward. He's finally driven backwards. He's going to be right around first down yardage with 28 seconds left in the half, and the clock starts right back up again. It is going to be a first down, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Yeah, well, if you have confidence in your running back to not fumble the ball, just keep giving him handoffs here and see if he can break one. But it looks like Mishawaka is just going to let the clock run out here after that last play.
And that has been one thing. Harness has fumbled 3 times this year, which I don't think he did it all last year. 6 seconds, and the Cavemen will just let the clock expire after recovering the New Prairie fumble. Mishawaka will take a 21-14 lead into the locker room. So a big first half, two fumbles caused by the Mishawaka defense, both of them recovered by C.J. Fisher in the red zone, and the Cavemen stop New Prairie for the second time of the first half. They lead 21-14 as we get to the halftime show presented by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, growing a better future. Dean Hubbard, Mishawaka Athletic Director, has a halftime interview coming up for you, and Matt Embry will also have scores from around the area tonight. 21-14, Mishawaka leads New Prairie. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football, presented by Midland Engineering Company, a 96.1 WSBT, the sports league. Off to the Cavemen to start the second half. Again, the two crucial plays of the first half, two red zone fumbles, one by Mays and one by the backup quarterback, Ian Scornog.
Yeah, we'll see if Chase Ketterer is able to return to action here in the second half. Certainly, New Prairie will need him to, as he's a very important part of the offense, but it looks like he's good to go here on the sidelines.
C.J. Fisher and Bradley Taylor, the deep man, and it's going to be an onside kick attempt, and it's going to be, New Prairie thinks they've recovered it, and they have. It almost looked like, or it did look like for a second, that Mishawaka was going to be able to just punch it out of bounds, but New Prairie with the onside kick to start the second half in business right away, down by a touchdown.
Yeah, New Prairie kicked it to their left side right in the area of Justin Kosicki, who had the big interception return for a touchdown last week but wasn't unable to jump on the ball here. That allows New Prairie to start the half with the ball despite having a kickoff.
Big momentum shift as New Prairie fumbled twice in the first half, and now we'll have it after the onside kick. First and 10 at the Mishawaka 46. Mays trying to go right, and he's going to be stuffed as he goes that direction. Nick Bodle comes up to make the hit for the Cavemen.
Yeah, and Chase Ketterer is back out there for New Prairie at quarterback, so that's good news for the Cougars to be able to have him back there controlling the offense.
Big penetration off Mishawaka's left defensive end. A loss of a yard for Mays, and Ketterer from the shotgun on second and 11, now at the 47. Handoff goes to Mays, and Mays up to the 45-yard line where he's going to be stopped there.
Yeah, nice hit by Mishawaka's Nick Davis coming up. He's had a couple nice plays from the linebacker position tonight, and another nice play there.
It'll be third and 9, and Michael Klimczak, receiver, goes out wide to the right. Ketterer, last time it was in long distance, he ran it himself. Motion by Tyler, inside handoff, goes to the right. Tyler breaks past a tackler, but he's going to be tackled at the 44-yard line after a gain of just a yard.
Yeah, it looked like he had room there. I don't know if he tripped or if Dawson was able to trip him up a little bit, but it looked like he had enough room there to potentially get a first down, but it was stopped for just a one-yard gain.
Yeah, New Prairie does not punt a lot.
They'll show you, though.
Yeah, that's
looks like
right.
They're running a punt team out there.
Number 11, Cade Boniface is back deep to punt, or he lines up to punt anyway.
Mishawaka has no one covering the outside guy for New Prairie, and now they cover it.
New Prairie shuttling men in and out.
Yeah, New Prairie, unfortunately, they didn't have enough men on the field, so they couldn't snap the ball quickly and get it to the guy they had wide open on the sideline.
Timeout, New Prairie. Their first is ahead.
So New Prairie will take a timeout. After, as Tyler said, Mishawaka didn't have the left receiver, the left man out, covered. The New Prairie didn't have enough men on the field. They tried to run him on and eventually had to burn the timeout. So 10-11 to play here in the third quarter. We'll go ahead and keep it here with Mishawaka leading 21-14 as New Prairie came out. I guess we probably shouldn't have been surprised, but what has caught my attention so far is a much different looking Mishawaka defense already forcing this fourth and long situation. They were never able to do that in the first half.
Yeah, and we'll see what New Prairie decides to do here. The fact they had to burn a timeout makes you think that maybe they'll decide to go for it. Looked like some of their punt personnel came off the field, and it looks like the offense is running back out on the field here for a 4th and 8.
So it does look like they're going to go for it, as Chase Ketterer, the quarterback, will now be on the field on 4th and 8 from the Mishawaka 44-yard line. Trips to the left for New Prairie. Mishawaka was calling for a timeout, and now they get it. So each team uses a timeout. And we'll take one this time. 10-10 to play in the third quarter. 21-14. Mishawaka leads New Prairie. Will they punt or won't they? We'll find out after this timeout on WSBT. So it is 4th and 8. Not 2 minutes into the second half. We've already seen an onside kick recovered by New Prairie. And each team burning a timeout on 4th down. It's 4th and 8 for the Cougars at the Mishawaka 44. Shotgun formation. The quarterback, Ketter, in the backfield. Three receivers to the left. And the officials stop things. They put 1 second back on the clock.
All right. Pretty good example of how important every possession is here with all these timeouts and the onside kick to start this half.
Ketter from the shotgun on 4th and 8. Looks to the left. He fires that direction. It's going to be broken up. Grant Jablonski knocks it away from the intended receiver, Daniel Tyler, and Mishawaka takes over on downs.
Yeah, that was excellent coverage by Jablonski. Kept the Tyler had the inside position on him, but he was able to come around with his right hand and bat the pass away to prevent New Prairie from picking up a big 4th down conversion. So all things told, Mishawaka gets away with the letting New Prairie come out with that onside kick and gets the ball in good field position.
Grant Jablonski, the senior cornerback who played as a freshman, hadn't played the last couple years, only played basketball, and now back starting as a corner his senior season. Here is the dive to Harness, and Harness plunges right up the middle, up to the New Prairie 45-yard line, where it's a Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first down.
Well, I said at half that Chris Harness might be energized in the second half because he didn't have to carry the load. And he looked pretty tough there. First down, Mishawaka.
From the 45, Mishawaka speeds it up. Hands off another dive to Harness as he works his way forward for 4 yards to make it 2nd and 6.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and keep pounding it up the middle and maybe when the time comes be able to pick up one of those outside pitches if New Prairie has to focus too much inside on Harness.
New Prairie did a good job of taking away the dive for the most part in the first half. Now Mishawaka slows back down again with 16 seconds on the play clock as Sam Shively and the offense look to the sideline for the play call. Mishawaka leading 21-14 with 9:14 to play here in the third quarter. 2nd down and 6. Harness across the 40 to the 39-yard line, where it'll be 3rd down.
Yeah, no running room there for Harness. Number 16, Ian Skordon, who came in as the backup quarterback with the tackle there.
Third down and four
for the Cavemen from the New Prairie 39-yard line as the Mishawaka offense stands and looks to the sideline as they check their wrist, the wristbands that they wear for the play call. 3rd down and 4 coming. Harness down in the three-point stance, the fullback in the backfield will keep it, and Harness wriggles his way forward, and on his back, he plops down right where the first down marker is at the 36-yard line. They're going to say he's a little bit short, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Mishawaka could have hurried up to the line and maybe tried to catch New Prairie off guard, but they're taking their time here for what will be a big 4th and 1.
4th down and a yard upcoming for Mishawaka. They will go for it from the 36. Motion out of the left wing, and a flag flies, and I think a New Prairie man jumped into the neutral zone.
Yeah, he did, and Sam Shively recognized it right away, stood up and said, hey, I'm not going to do anything. We're going to get a penalty on these guys and pick up a 1st down.
The hard count by Shively. We saw him do it a lot early in the season, not so much the last few games, but the hard count there makes it a Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage 1st down, 7:52 and counting. Here on the third with the Cavemen on top, 21-14. Mishawaka offense stands and looks to the sideline, then checks their wrists as the linemen come down and still not down in their stances. Half of them are, half of them aren't. Now they get down as Shively comes up under center. The dive to Harness, and Harness just plunging his way forward across the 30 up to the 28-yard line.
Yeah, New Prairie's done a good job after that first initial run by Harness this half. They haven't given up a lot of room in the middle of the defense, but Harness, no matter what, seems to always pick up a few yards.
Picked up just short of 3 yards. We're at second and a short 8 as we head toward 10 to play in the third quarter. Shively will keep it himself. Out to the right, stops, cuts back inside across the 25 to the 23.
Yeah, New Prairie was ready for the pitch there, so Shively had to stop and gather himself and cut back and was able to pick up about 5 yards there to give Mishawaka a third and short.
Third down and 2 for the Cavemen with 6:45 on the clock here in the third from the 23 of New Prairie. Mishawaka only had the ball 3 times in the first half. They scored, actually technically 4, since they had it at the end of the half. They dived to Harness, and Harness, through the initial contact, pulls his way as he takes a defender with him all the way up to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, there's a hard-running Chris Harness that we know New Prairie's not going to like if he keeps ripping off runs like that.
Another Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first down. Motion Snyder out of the left wing. First and 10 from the 15-yard line for Mishawaka as Shively steps away from center and the linemen stay down on their stances. This is something that they practice during the week, those linemen staying down on those stances as Harness takes the dive up the middle. He'll be stopped short of the 10-yard line.
A real opportunity for Mishawaka to take control of this game if they can punch it in the end zone on this drive. So they're taking their time, eating as much clock as possible, and just kind of trying to take it right to this New Prairie defense.
They'll mark him at the 12, where it's 2nd and 7, Mishawaka. 20 seconds on the play clock, 5:37. To play in the third quarter. Shively gives it to Harness, the dive across the 10, where it'll be third down.
Has to be a confident group out there for Mishawaka, considering they're the only ones that have really stopped themselves tonight, run out the clock at the end of the half. They've been able to find the end zone on every other drive so far, so they're hoping to do that again.
It's 3rd and 4 from the 9 for the Cavemen as Shively looks to the far sideline for the play call from the Mishawaka bench. Bradley Taylor is on the right wing. Donovan Snyder on the left. Split ends, Robinette and Fee out there. Taylor with motion, dive to Harness. Harness drives the pile up to the 5-yard line where it's going to be very close, maybe a little bit short of the first down.
Yeah, just short. We'll see what Mishawaka's going to do. I imagine they're going to keep the offense on the field. Maybe we see another Shively sneak that's been successful a few times already today.
Fourth and a short yard with 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Mishawaka leads by a touchdown. Harness the fullback. Shively the quarterback. Taylor and Snyder are the halfbacks on the wing. Fourth and less than a yard. Shively keeps it himself, goes right, cuts it up, and he'll be stopped just short of the goal line where it's going to be first and goal, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Yeah, he really made a smart decision to keep it in instead of giving it to Harness, and now they're going to go for a quick QB sneak up the middle here.
Shively follows the center. Still no signal and a big pileup. Well, looks like it's going to be 2nd down. Shively, nope, now they say touchdown. That is one of the latest calls for a touchdown on that kind of, on a quarterback sneak like that at the goal line that I think I've seen. But Shively, for the 3rd time tonight, goes in from less than a yard away.
Yeah, it looked like the whole pile was in the end zone, so I wasn't sure what they were worried about there, what they were trying to figure out. But it, and it also looked like one of the refs had the ball, too, so it looked like the ball wasn't in the pile anymore. So a very odd situation there, but another Mishawaka touchdown as they take a 13-point lead pending the extra point.
Patton Snyder on to try it. High snap. C.J. Fisher puts it down. The kick is on the way, and it is no good.
I want to off the right, upright after the high snap. Looks like a decent job getting it down, but Snyder wasn't able to put it between the uprights.
That's the first miss of an extra point by Patton Snyder this season. 27-14, 3:50 to play in the third quarter. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the third quarter, Mishawaka leads New Prairie 27-14 here at Amesy Miller Field in New Prairie. Caveman to kick off. It'll be Ryan Watt with a big leg as he kicks it down the middle of the field. It's going to be taken by Daniel Tyler just in front of the 5-yard line up to the 30 as Tyler is still on his feet, and Tyler is finally going to be brought down. Now, when he got to the 30, something happened there, and a flag comes down late.
Yeah, Tyler didn't look like he was running very hard at certain points. He wasn't going down. So we'll see what the result is. Looks like a block in the back.
So it does look like a block in the back. It's going to go against New Prairie, and we'll bring this back close to 20 yards by the time they mark it off. He ended up just short of the 40-yard line, and it ends up back at the 21.
Mishawaka was able to get away with its mistake of letting the onside kick to open the half, and we'll see if that missed extra point they'll be able to get away with as well. Having a 13-point lead certainly isn't as comfortable as having a 14-point lead.
27-14 with 3:40 to play in the third quarter. Ketterer from the shotgun. Mays is the running back to his left. Mays takes a handoff, goes right, hits a pile, gets past some tacklers though, still on his feet, and he's finally going to be dropped up around the 28.
Good run by Mays there. Went right, ran into some Mishawaka defenders, was able to make them miss and pick up some yardage down the left side.
Nick Davis makes the stop, and that's what New Prairie was so good at last year when we saw this team, just those cutback runs like that, avoiding the pursuit. It's going to be second down and two. Motion, and the quarterback keeper by Ketterer running straight up the middle, has a blocker in front of him, and then he's going to be run down from behind by Thomas Frayling. But not before New Prairie picks up a first down up to the 49-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like Mishawaka's defense was a little concerned with Ian Scornot going in motion right before the snap, looking for a potential jet sweep, and he was also the backup quarterback, so if he gets to the ball in his hands, you never know necessarily what he's going to do with it, so that created some running room up the middle for Ketterer.
Ketterer from the shotgun with Mays to his right in the backfield. Mays takes a handoff as he comes to the left, now cuts it into the middle, now back outside, gets past the tackler, and finally, C.J. Fisher dives on his back at the 30-yard line and saves a touchdown.
Yeah, that was a nice block there by Dylan Rose on the left-hand side of the offensive line to create a hole for New Prairie to take advantage of and pick up another big first down.
More cutback running once again. Mishawaka looked like they had this offense solved as they finally forced a punt after the onside kick. They forced a... Actually, they didn't end up forcing a punt. They lined up to punt, but they ended up going for it. But in any case, it's first and 10 now at the 30. Ketterer, the quarterback, keeps it himself, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. A lot of penetration there.
Yeah, a couple came in there. Tommy Frayling was in the backfield, sort of on the ground, and prevented Ketterer from going anywhere. And looks like Mishawaka was able to bring down the tackle. Number 85, Tyler Rux was in there to bring him down at the end.
Yeah, Rux was doubtful as to whether or not he would play tonight, but he is in the game, and he makes that stop, a loss of a yard for New Prairie. A minute 44 to play in the third quarter. The motion, and the handoff goes to Tyler, who was lined up as a receiver. Tyler goes right, then cuts it upfield, and he's going to have first down yardage up close to the 15.
Yeah, he was through that hole very quickly, and Mishawaka was running after him. They didn't have much in front of him at the snap there, so a nice big run for New Prairie.
It will be Ketterer in the backfield and Mays with him. First and 10 at the 17, Mishawaka leading 27-14, a minute 20 to play in quarter number 3. Ketterer will keep it himself after faking to Mays, comes to the left, he will cross the 15 and down around the 11.
Frayling was in the backfield again, but he was on the ground, so he wasn't able to prevent New Prairie from gaining some yardage there on the left side.
Just under a minute to play in the third quarter. It's a pickup of 5 yards by Ketterer on first down. So it'll be second and 5 as Ketterer has Mays to his left. Mays will take it and go to the right, cuts back across the grain, into the middle, down near the goal line. He'll be stopped short of the goal line, where it'll be first and goal.
New Prairie's Connor Serber did a nice job on a pole block there to create that crease for New Prairie to take advantage of and get, put them in a first and goal situation.
Kidder will come up under center. Mays takes it, trying to go up the middle. He's pushed off to the left, and he's going to be stuffed for maybe a loss. No gain at best as Nick Davis and Tommy Frayling and a host of cavemen get up there. 12 seconds left in the third now.
Mays is going to be extra careful with the ball now. He was still holding it in his arm when he got up off the ground there to make sure that he's not fumbling here.
Mays is going to be in the backfield with a couple blockers in front of him. This time he goes right and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, New Prairie. From 2 yards out to make it 27-20 with the extra point coming on the last play of the third quarter.
Yeah, for a moment there, it looked like New Prairie might just be letting the time run out of the quarter, and Ketterer ran up there under center real quick and got the snap off in time, and Mays found some room right up the middle.
A 2-yard touchdown run by Mays, his third touchdown of the night, his second 2-yard touchdown run. So it's 27-20, Mishawaka. Remember, they missed the extra point after that high snap after the last touchdown. So we await the snap, and there it is.
New Prairie as well.
Not very good, and it just gets across as Mishawaka had good pressure up the middle, and somebody might have got a hand on it. It was low in line drive and just got across the upright. So it's a 6-point Mishawaka lead. We'll go to the fourth quarter with a kickoff coming to start the quarter. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Mishawaka Cavemen Football is brought to you by Midland Engineering Company on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Looks like Mishawaka's got the hands team on, maybe expecting an onside kick this time after New Prairie recovered an onside kick to start the second half.
In a one-score game, they can't afford to give up another onside kick.
Yep. 27-21 as this kickoff will start the fourth quarter. Corey May scored his third touchdown of the night. The last play of the third as Donovan Snyder takes the kickoff. He slips at the 10, gets it back up. Snyder across the 25 up to the 27-yard line.
Snyder was fortunate. He was able to keep himself up by his hand because he slipped there, and if he would have taken a knee, that would have put Mishawaka in a pretty bad field position to start the drive.
Cavemen will start first and 10 at their own 27-yard line, leading 27-21 at the start of the fourth quarter.
Every drive for the rest of the game will be important, but it's going to be important for Mishawaka to have a drive that takes some time so the defense can get a little break after that last series.
Motion on first down, and a flag comes down from the Mishawaka backfield.
Illegal procedure penalty.
Procedure is called on the Cavemen. It'll be first and 15.
Mishawaka played the first half pretty much mistake-free, but having some small mistakes here. We'll see if how much they hurt in the long run.
They lead by 6. And really one of their few mistakes of the whole game is that high snap on that extra point to make it just a 6-point game where we are right now. First and 15 from the 22. Toss play comes to the near side. Taylor cuts it upfield past the tackler, and then he gets wrapped up as he gets up to the 28-yard line.
Yeah, he had Snyder out in front of him blocking for him, but Snyder didn't have to help him because the New Prairie defender slid by him, so he was able to pick up a good chunk of yards there on the first down.
They'll give him 5, so he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, make it 2nd and 10 from the 27. Ball will be spotted on the near hash mark. Motion by Snyder as he goes to the right. Chris Harness drives the pile forward to the 31-yard line where he'll be stopped, and it'll be 3rd down.
Yeah, Harness was stopped there, but he didn't want to go to the ground. He finally gave in towards the end after the whistle. He's going to be relied on a lot here in this fourth quarter, I imagine.
Just under 11 to play in the third quarter. It's Mishawaka 27, New Prairie 21 as the New Prairie crowd breaks out the cowbells, trying to urge their team on 3rd and a long 6 to the far side. The toss play, cutting it upfield is Donovan Snyder. He's got the first down, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Yeah, the second time this series that Mishawaka's been able to set up that toss play with the lead blocker out in front to give them the room they need to pick up the yardage they need.
So the ball will be on the far hash mark now. First and 10, Cavemen at their own 39-yard line. Snyder got just what he needed. And again, Snyder came into this game. 14 carries, 115 yards. He had 66 yards in the first half alone here tonight. Here's the give to Harness, pulling his way across the 40. He'll be stopped up at the 41-yard line.
Harness isn't picking up a lot of yards in the middle, but it's still important to keep giving him those carries, to give him opportunities to find some holes, and it also keeps the defense honest from setting up those pitch plays in the future.
He had 38 carries, a season high for a season high, 236 yards against Adams last week. Keith Kinder kind of looks at the magic mark at around 25 carries for Chris Harness. But again, they haven't needed him as much because of the outside stuff. And here's the keeper by Shively. He will turn to the right and get up to the 45-yard line, where it'll be third down and three.
Yeah, I think Shively thought he was going to be able to pick up even more yards there. Looked a little bit disappointed with how that resulted. He was able to be tripped up there to keep this in a third down situation.
9:22 to play here in the third quarter. Mishawaka 27, New Prairie 21. Third and four. Coming up for Mishawaka. Shively lets the play clock wind down as it gets to 12 seconds. The give is to Harness. He's not going to have first down yardage. He's going to get up to the 48-yard line, it looks like, where he'll be about a yard short. Maybe it might give him a little bit more than I thought.
Gain of 3 yards to the 48.
It's going to be fourth and one.
Pretty sizable 1 yard. We'll see. The offense isn't moving out of the field, so they're going to keep them out there, maybe try to jump off sides or get a quick sneak.
Fourth and a yard, motion by Snyder off the left wing. Fourth and a yard, Mishawaka at its own 48. They have the offense on the field as if to go for it. 10 on the play clock as Shively looks to the sideline. And I think they're just going to try to draw him off and settle for a punt. Maybe not. Here comes Harness. He pulls his way up across the 50-yard line. First down, Mishawaka, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Yeah, they really milked the play clock there. We weren't sure what they were going to decide to do, and then quick snap and get it a Harness, and he's got the first down yards before you know it.
The Cavemen get into New Prairie territory up to the 48-yard line, a gain of four for Chris Harness on fourth and one.
Nice job by Mishawaka's interior offensive line to create some room for Harness on that fourth down.
Shively and the Cavemen let the play clock wind under 10. Motion Snyder, the dive to Harness, and he'll churn his way up to the 45-yard line.
Tackled by number 78, Connor
Sturman. Not so special. Typical Mishawaka, right up the middle, Chris Harness. They're going to keep pounding away. 7.5 minutes left in this game.
Pickup of three for Harness as they spot it just short of the 45. Sideline signal. Sam Shively and the Cavemen again stand away from center and let clock wind. Get the play call. Second and seven coming up. Motion by Taylor. Here comes the veer to Harness to the left this time as he crosses the 45 up close to the 43.
Number 45, Taylor Adams.
Yardage isn't coming easy this drive for Mishawaka. They're having to face a lot of third and fourth down situations. And got another one coming up here. We'll see what they decide to do.
Third down and five from the 45. The ball right in the middle of the field.
We haven't seen the ball bounce to the outside in the last few plays, so maybe that's what we get here.
Was kind of thinking the same thing. See what happens on third and five. From the 43, Shively under center, fakes it, and the toss play goes to the right side to Donovan Snyder, slips past the tackler, gets to the sideline, and he's got another Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first down. Bradley Taylor out in front of him with the lead block.
Yeah, nice job by Snyder. Taylor wasn't able to get as clean of a block on his defender as he'd like to, so Snyder had to avoid him before the first down marker, but he was able to do just that and get the first down for Mishawaka.
The Cavemen move the chains again. The clock stopped at 6:29 to play here on the third quarter. 27-21, fourth-ranked Mishawaka leads ninth-ranked New Prairie here on the road. The give is to Harness, who just dives forward.
Back to the inside after that outside run on the third down. I think we got to take a moment to give ourselves some credit for calling that play on third down.
Hey, you nailed it there, Tony Romo.
Well, there aren't that many options, really.
I mean, it is the option, but there are only so many options, right? Under six to play in the third. It's second and eight, Mishawaka, from the 33. Motion out of the wing. They fake it. Shively to throw. It's going to be caught and taken down to the 20-yard line. Brody Robinette with the grab. His second of the night. His second of the season. First and 10, Mishawaka. Brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Now, that's a play call I wasn't anticipating. Caught New Prairie's defense a little off guard there. A little easy pitch and catch for Mishawaka to pick up another first down.
First and 10 of the ball at the New Prairie 19-yard line with 5:26 and counting to play here in the third. Mishawaka with a six-point lead. The give is to Harness. Harness driving the legs forward to the right. He'll be brought down as he pulls his way forward for close to five, it looks like, that time. Let's see where the spot is.
5 yards to the 14-yard line. Second down and five.
They will give him five, and it'll be second and five, Mishawaka, with the ball on the far hash mark.
Yeah, it looked like New Prairie had it clocked up the middle there, and somehow Harness just squeezed through and was able to power through for 5 yards.
16 seconds and counting on the play clock as Shively comes under center, motion Snyder out of the left wing. The dive goes to Harness. The fullback gets a yard or two. That's going to be it. It's going to be third down. They will give him a couple of yards, so it'll be third down and pretty manageable. Third and three for Mishawaka. Now here, the ball is on the far hash mark. You know they want to keep moving it. They do have a kicker in Patton Snyder who's connected from 39 yards away. That would make it a two-possession game if they end up with a field goal, but you want to get it more in the middle of the field, I would think. Shively, though, keeps it himself and goes right. Let's see where they're going to spot him.
First down.
Tackle by number five, Chase Ketterer.
Harness was down for a second. There was an official's timeout.
Well, the ref on our side of the field signaled the first down. We'll see what they decide on where the ball's on.
They haven't moved the marker, but I know he got past the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah.
Officials timeout for a measurement.
So it is close enough to measure. That's what they called timeout for immediately with 4:05 to play in the third. They'll stretch the chains out as they bring them on the field.
Looks like he's got it.
And it is a first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. And it looks like the ball is just inside the 10.
First and goal, Mishawaka.
4:05 left. Mishawaka is going to try and eat as much as they can and hopefully add some more points here to extend this game to a two-possession lead.
They lead 27-21, and another Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage first down as the clock winds up once again, under four to play in the third quarter with 16 seconds. On the play clock as Shively stands and waits, the offensive line down in their stances. First and goal at the 9-yard line. The dive goes to Harness, who's bottled up after picking up maybe a yard. It'll be second down.
Pretty good job by New Prairie's defense to clog up the middle there and prevent Harness from getting many yards on that first down run.
Second down goal from the 7.
Harness got two out of that. So it's second and goal from the 7. 12 seconds on the play clock. 3:12 now on the game clock. Shively under center. Motion. He'll give it to Harness again as Harness dives forward close to the 5-yard line where it's going to be third and goal.
Prairie's going to take a timeout here with 3:02 left.
Timeout Cougars, 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the third or the fourth quarter. It's Mishawaka 27, New Prairie 21. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football, a 96-1 WSBT, the sports leader. 3:02 to play in the ball game. Mishawaka leads New Prairie 27-21. It's third and goal, Mishawaka, from the New Prairie 5. Chris Harness has picked up 4 yards on his last two carries.
Yeah, Mishawaka will have an interesting decision here if they aren't able to score on third down. If they try to kick a field goal to make this a two-score game, or they don't have enough confidence after missing the last extra point to decide to go for it and push it in.
Well, again, and the ball is on the far hash mark. So if you're thinking about a field goal, you'd at least want to try to work the ball to the middle, you would think. Because now where they are at the 5, they're going to be just a little bit longer than an extra point anyway.
David Vandegrift ran out on the field late for Mishawaka's offense. They're going to time out. They got some confusion going on.
So now Mishawaka calls time. 3:02 left in the ball game. 27-21. Mishawaka, this is Cavemen Football on WSBT. During the timeout, Ricky King was over taking some practice snaps with Sam Shively.
Certainly not what you'd hope to have a new center in here for a very important play that could decide the game, but we'll see if Mishawaka can get this done without any mishaps.
Yeah, Ethan Sargent out of the game right now. So King is the center. It's third and goal from the 5, 3:02 to play in the ball game. Shively behind the center. Harness, the fullback right behind him. Snyder on the left wing, Taylor on the right wing. Shively keeps it himself, pitches to Snyder, and Snyder is going to be
number 9, Donovan Snyder.
He's going to be down short of the goal line. It looked like he kind of bobbled that pitch a little bit.
Yeah, there looked like there was no problem with the snap like we were worried about, but there was a little bit of an issue with the pitch, but fortunately for Mishawaka, Snyder was able to corral that in after it bounced around a little bit, but that certainly slowed him down and prevented him from maybe picking up a touchdown there.
And now it's going to be Ricky King hobbling off to the sideline.
It will be fourth down and goal from the 2.
And Sargent comes sprinting on the field. They actually spotted at the 2. So it's fourth and goal from the 2. 2:56 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka leads by 6 because they missed their last extra point after a high snap. And they look like they are going to go for it.
6 on the play clock. They may need to take a timeout here.
Shively comes up under center, and they do take a timeout. So the third timeout that we've seen here as they've got it inside the red zone. 27-21. There's 2:56 remaining. We're back after this timeout on WSBT. Fourth and goal at the 2 for Mishawaka. 2:56 remaining in the ball game. The Cavemen lead by 6 points. It's fourth and goal at the 2. Shively, the quarterback, under center. Chris Harness is the fullback. What will Mishawaka do? Motion. The pitch goes out to the right side, and Donovan Snyder is going to be stuffed in the backfield, and New Prairie's going to take over with 2:52 remaining.
Yeah, excellent play by New Prairie's Michael Klemczak out on the outside there to make sure Snyder wasn't able to find any running room. We got a New Prairie player down on the field currently.
New Prairie takes over first and 10 from its own 5-yard line.
Can't tell who it is. He is lying on his back. So a big defensive stop for New Prairie, and that's essentially what Mishawaka did a couple of weeks ago at Chicago Marist on fourth down. It was 4th and 2 from the 9, and they went to that toss to the right. It was the same situation, the same man to Donovan Snyder, who got hit in the backfield just like he did there. And that's that short side of the field, that toss play becomes even tougher to run, especially when New Prairie kind of digs in a little bit and is expecting it.
Yeah, Mr. Walker's been able to pick on some of the New Prairie defensive backs at times with those outside pitches, but they're just an excellent job by Klemczak to be in the right spot and not be fooled by what was going on and make a nice tackle.
So it is first and 10 from their own 5.
New Prairie's Dylan Rose is being helped off the field, but we'll see what his status is.
Mishawaka leads by 6 points, 2:52 now remaining here on the fourth quarter. Ketterer, the quarterback, will give it to Tyler. Tyler cuts it. No, it's going to be a keeper. Ketterer still going, or it's Tyler, rather, coming to the near side. Tyler with a stiff arm all the way up across the 40-yard line before he's finally yanked down by Devin Jimenez.
And Tyler was able to spin off a tackle in the middle of the field and kind of recenter himself to make sure he knew what was going on and found some more running room and did a good job of taking off and getting New Prairie down the field there quickly.
A gain of 39 yards by Daniel Tyler on first down. It was first and 10 at the 5. Now it's first and 10 for New Prairie at their own 44-yard line. Motion by Tyler from the right, the keeper by Ketterer. Ketterer will be tackled short of the 50-yard line.
Yeah, Joe Willis bringing down Ketterer there when he kept it. Certainly they had to be cognizant of what Tyler was doing there. He came in motion again, and Tyler looks to be a little bit gassed after the play. He's got his elbows on his knees trying to catch his breath.
Now under 2 to play in the fourth quarter, 27-21 Mishawaka. It'll be second down and 5 New Prairie from its own 49-yard line. Motion by Tyler coming out of that right wide receiver spot. They fake it to him. Ketterer keeps it himself. He'll come on up, and a flag flies late. I think this is going to go against New Prairie.
Yeah, it looks like New Prairie was holding Nick Bodle there on the right side of the offensive line. And that's where they tried to get the edge, and they were able to get a little bit of an edge because they were cheating.
The clock stops at a minute 38 now to play in the fourth, with Mishawaka leading 27-21. The penalty will push it back to the 40-yard line, where it'll be second down and 14. Tyler again is the wide receiver on the right. They've run him with motion. Now they bring a wing out of motion, and a flag flies before the snap of the football, and it's going to be a procedure on New Prairie.
New Prairie has really hurt itself at times throughout this game with some self-inflicted mistakes, and these are two costly penalties here when they had some positive momentum going on this potential game-winning drive.
And when you've got as much motion as them, as the procedure is called, that can happen. They're always running some kind of motion. With a minute 25 and counting to play, it is now second down and 19 New Prairie from their own 35-yard line. Remember, the running play gained 39 yards from the 5 earlier. Ketterer takes a snap. Quick pitch goes to Tyler. Tyler wants to throw downfield. It's going to be intercepted. Donovan Snyder for Mishawaka with the interception. The first of the season thrown by New Prairie, and Mishawaka will take over with a minute 7 remaining.
Yeah, New Prairie tried to run a double pass there. It looked like Tyler was trying to hit Evan Ford down the field, but just didn't have enough on the ball to get it to him. And Snyder was there to come down with the interception. And hopefully for Mishawaka, that means they're able to ice the game.
So a minute 7 remaining, 27-21. Donovan Snyder, and remember, Mishawaka did not have an interception before picking off 3 Adams passes last week, and Donovan Snyder comes up with a big one there on the pass from Daniel Tyler.
It looked like New Prairie ran the same play. They tried to run the play before when they were caught for a false start, but it did not work, and Mishawaka's going to start taking the knee.
Now victory formation comes for the Cavemen.
Second down and 12.
turnovers, the story for this game, New Prairie with three of them tonight, two fumbles and an interception, and that's what's allowed Mishawaka's defense to find some success. Even though they've given up plenty of yardage, they have been able to come up with those big stops with turnovers.
43 seconds remaining, and the Cavemen just need to snap it one more time as they let it wind down. Under 10 seconds, down to five. Shively takes a knee, hands it to the official, and that is going to do it. Three turnovers by New Prairie tonight, a pair of fumbles in the first half, and the interception with the Cougars trying to drive late. 10 seconds still on the clock, but they are lining up, and Mishawaka will improve to 4-1 with a 27-21 win over New Prairie.
Sam Shively making sure he gets to take that ball with him to the sidelines. They had to keep it on the yard marker until the time ran out, but he picks it up right away, and he's first in line for the handshakes.
Keith Kinder with the biggest win of his young head coaching career as Mishawaka comes on the road to the place where their season ended last year, where they lost by three touchdowns, and they'll defeat New Prairie 27-21 tonight in a battle of ranked 4A teams as the Cavemen go to 2-0 in the NIC North and 4-1 overall. And again, they are 3 points from potentially still being unbeaten right now with that rough road loss and that storm and everything else on the road a couple of weeks ago at Chicago Marist. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with our post-game show, and we will have our Rossini's carry of the game and the Jace Crunchers crunching hit of the game as well. Mishawaka victorious 27-21. This is Cavemen Football on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.